our top scorers?
Well, I think they matched up. They wanted certain matchups, and they tried to get those matchups in the game, and I think they did for the most part. I thought they, you know, took our time and space away. They're real aggressive, and not only against our top line, against our whole team. One of the things that was effective for them was their forecheck. So we spent a lot of time in our zone, and you know, if you're spending a lot of time in your zone without the puck, it's hard to get things going offensively, and you can get frustrated. And we didn't get any power plays in the game either, and in either game, and that's where sometimes your top players can perform and get that little extra time and space to do some things. So, yeah, they did a couple things, and we're going to have to learn from that and get better at it.
All right, Coach, take a listen to this. Tell me if you can figure out who this is.
Oh, he's done a phenomenal job. I mean, if you look in the very short time he's been there, I mean, you can tell where the thing he's done, the excitement with the fans, the players. I mean, he's having a great year this year. But if you look at his coaching ability, if you look at what his history has been, he's always been successful in the programs he's been at. So he's a very classy individual, and you know, the success is a result of his hard work and what he's done. And I think there's many good years ahead as well.
Any idea who that is? They're talking about you, by the way.
Yeah, former player at Michigan Tech.
Former teammate, I think.
Yeah, Frank Krieber.
You got it. Nice
Frank. Yeah, that's and I haven't spoken to Frank, I don't know, like maybe 2 or 3 years here or so. But, no, that's Frank. And, you know, talk about a local young man having a lot of success here. And he really made a difference our senior year and took us all the way to the Frozen Four. And, yeah, you know, you never know. And, you know, we had some other goalies here at the time, you know, pretty high profile and whatnot. And here's a local guy. And I think Frank was probably a walk-on at the time and, you know, worked his way up and did a great job and obviously had a real good career here.
How much do you get a chance to talk to your former teammates?
Quite a bit. You know, obviously stay in touch with a number of them. We're down in Minnesota State, and I had about 7 of my classmates from Edina High School come down there and show up for the Friday night game. And one of them played at Minnesota, one played at Michigan, and Brett Bierken, who played here at Tech and was a former teammate, was there. So nice to see Brett, and he's doing well, and spent some time with him. But quite a few guys, you know, obviously they call from time to time, and I reach out to them, but get quite a few texts from the different guys around there. And speaking of that, you know, we want to welcome Darcy Way back to the Tech family and the athletic department. He's coming on board, and he'll do a good job with the athletic department fundraising and helping all the sports there and raise some valuable funds to help our programs.
All right, here's another nice little fact sent by our good friend Dave. Just a quick fact, he says, since the pairwise was first utilized, no team in the top 7 at this point of the season has ever fallen out of the field. Only Denver in 2007 and Mankato in 2008 have fallen out of the top 11. And they still both made the tournament. So.
Okay, well, there you go. So that earlier caller hopefully can have solace in that factoid. But, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a position. I've seen it in the past where you put yourself in that bubble spot, and then there's upsets. And right. That's the one thing you're really concerned with is the upsets in the conference tournaments. And because the 6 auto bids to the NCAA tournament go to the conference champion in their tournament. So, strange things can happen, so you want to make sure you finish as high as you can in the pairwise, and the way you take care of that this time of year is win your game. So we got to win Friday night.
And no question about it. The Huskies play Friday night against Northern Michigan. I wanted to ask you, Coach, big weekend coming up for Minnesota hockey, high school hockey. I think their tournament starts at the XL Energy Center. That is such a huge event for the state, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we had the opportunity to see a couple games last week. Billy and Joe Sean went to some high school games, some regional games, because we're dealing with some recruits there, and I don't think Joe has been to many of them. He was amazed at the crowd the one game he went to see just for a regional game. Right. So but the Minnesota State High School tournament takes place, and excuse me, one of my friends who came down Friday actually is a coach for the Edina team that's won the AA tournament the last 2 years, and they've got a stacked team again. I'm trying to get him to get us some of his players here. I know he's got about 5 guys going to like Minnesota and Notre Dame and some different places, and so I told him, you know, where's the love, you know, for your old teammate and friends. So we'll see what happens, but a lot of good things going on, and we're you know, identifying some of the kids. I wish it was a different time. I'd love to go to it, you know, but you know, with our big weekend here, it just falls at a real, real bad time. But it starts Wednesday at the XL Center with the Class A, and Thursday with the Class AA. So a great tournament, and they get great crowds.
And it's on TV.
It's on TV. It's one of the highlights of my high school, really the highlight, is playing in the state tournament.
Well, those kids coach in Minnesota, all those kids playing in that tournament for those Minnesota high school teams, is it their first love? Is it automatic that they want to go to Minnesota first and then whatever happens after that?
Well, it used to be that way, but I don't know if it's that way as much anymore. I think there's, so much more going on, and Minnesota can only take so many kids too. You know, they have a, you know, roster that they're limited to in scholarships. So, but I think with the emergence of other programs and other teams doing as well, and you know, we're fortunate we got a kid like Dylan Stamen out of Minnesota who's, you know, fifth on our team in scoring, one of our better players, and you know, he's really established himself as a good player. So we're going to continue to look in Minnesota. They got so many guys there that some go overlooked for whatever reason, and or some are late bloomers, and some, you know, they just don't have the opportunity to go to Wisconsin or Minnesota or North Dakota or St. Cloud, whatever it might be. So we're going to keep our, you know, hand in the mix over there and try and get a couple more good ones.
All right, Coach, big game on Friday night against Northern Michigan University. Game time at 7:07. Next year is sponsoring the 7th Man. We'll be on the air Wednesday afternoon at noon, giving away T-shirts to the students that are there at the MUB and for the 7th Man promotion. But this is a giant game for us.
Well, it is, and for a lot of reasons. You know, obviously, we still are in the running for the McNaughton Cup. Our game will be over before the end of the Bemidji-Mankato game, so maybe we can put a little bit of pressure on them out there. By doing so, we need to win. So we're going to win that game Friday. But we have to do all the little things to win. We can't just say, oh, we're going to win, you know, but we got to block shots. We got to play better defensively. We have to create more offensive opportunities. We've got to kill penalties better. Our power play has to get the opportunities. When we do, we have to have some success there. So, but there's a lot of things going on. You know, we're second in the nation, or sorry, third offensively, second in team defense, first in scoring margin. You know, there's a lot of really good things. Power plays top 10 in the country. Penalty killing is the one area where we lack a little bit. But when you look down all the stats and what's going on, we're doing a lot of right things, and we know how to win. We know how to win, I told this team. We've got 24 wins in the country, which is still tied with North Dakota and Minnesota State. So this group knows how to win. You know, the odd weekend you're going to have a tough game, or maybe things don't go your way. But these guys have been there before. They know what it takes to win. And they'll be ready Friday night, Dirk. That's the one thing I can promise you. I can't promise you we're going to win the game. But this team will be ready to play Friday night. I can guarantee you that. To a man, who's ever in that lineup will be ready to play, and it's going to be one heck of a hockey game, and this might be our best home game of the year, and I hope they have a ticket to come and see it, because it's going to be a heck of a game. And like we said, there's general admissions already, so get your tickets. Great senior night event after. I'm looking forward to Wednesday, and I would tell you, even if you're not a student, come to the Union, grab a bite to eat, listen to the show. You don't have to be a student, and we'll try and get you a T-shirt even. And I thank Next Tier for sponsoring the event on Friday. I think it's great. We have companies that are partnering with Michigan Tech Athletics, and thank you very much for doing that.
And how much will you look at Northern Michigan's overtime win on us, Coach, for video, or will you just look at their games between, you know, more recently?
Well, I'll watch more recently, but it's all about us. You know, I mean, you watch the other team and you watch your video to get some tendencies, that, you know, some things they might be doing, but it's all about our team. I mean, we have to prepare and be ready to play and play our game and take it to them. And we didn't do that this weekend. So now, you know, guess what? We get an opportunity to redeem ourselves on Friday night. And I know our guys will be anxious to play, and I know the building's going to be full, and we have a lot at stake on this game on Friday night. So if you can't get ready to play against Northern Michigan with all that's going on, then you might as well take your equipment and pack it up and go play golf or frisbee or something else. And not that those sports, I don't like them, but you know what? Our guys will be ready.
All right, Coach. Thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Dirk, and thanks to all our fans, and hope to see you here there on Friday night.
All right, that is the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Big promotion coming up on Wednesday, noon. Make sure you tune on in or stop by the Memorial Union Building. And next year, again, hats off to them for sponsoring the 7th Man promotion. And the big game, Friday night, 7:07, 6:30 pregame right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Make sure you tune on in as you're making your way to the John McGinnis Student Ice for the Huskies taking on the Wildcats Friday night.
JFM Hancock. Tequila Bay. Greenland. Covington. This is Mix 93. WKMJ.